meantime, a guy who, well, sort of a, like a Von Miller type in just in terms of impact, not necessarily as a defensive rusher of the quarterback, but just as, you know, an impact defensive player, LeVar Arrington, the number two overall pick in 2000. And he played college football at Penn State. And in the past, he has been a fairly vocal defender of Joe Paterno. And I would consider myself a pretty vocal critic of Joe Paterno. And I'll tell you my reasoning before I explain to you what LeVar Arrington did. What he did is he went on Facebook and posted this long, you know, massive, he called it message to Penn Staters. And I think it's abhorrent. And if we had him on today, I would tell him that too. You know, my take is Joe Paterno knew what was happening. We know now that he knew as early as the 1970s, and he allowed it to happen. Jerry Sandusky was his longtime defensive coordinator, his right-hand man. Even when Sandusky stopped coaching, he still had an office adjacent to Joe Paterno in the Penn State facility. So think about that. That's how close they were. Even when he wasn't coaching, he had an office next door to Joe Paterno in Happy Valley. Okay, Paterno knew what was happening. Not that he knew exactly how many kids had been raped and assaulted, but he knew that this was going on. The Mike McQuarrie thing, all that had happened, and he allowed Sandusky to be there forever and ever and ever. So because of that, and because he had the power that he had, which everybody agrees he was the most powerful man in Pennsylvania, if you think that's an exaggeration, you're wrong. But even if I grant you that, fine. At Penn State, he was certainly the most powerful person on campus. If he wanted something done, it would get done. And he didn't say, Sandusky, you got to get out of here, which still wouldn't have been enough. But he didn't alert the police, which is what I think he had the moral obligation to do. We talked about just the moral obligation of listening to a cell phone quietly. How about when you're aware that your right-hand man has been molesting, assaulting, and raping boys? I don't know. I mean, sorry if you're driving around in the car with your kid and this is too intense for you, but I feel very passionate about this. Well, so does LeVar Arrington. And here is what he posted. I'll read a good chunk of it, but maybe not all of it because the show ends in 4 hours. Here it is. The second someone asks me where I went to college, I instantly anticipate what the next question will be. We've been made fun of, insulted, frowned upon. I'm sick of it. There's nothing wrong with the pride and dignity we hold in our hearts for our school. I felt guilty to be proud of who I am and what I represent as a Penn Stater. Okay, so far, it's fine. No big deal. Here we go. This is LeVar Arrington, class of 2000, Penn State. Let's all agree that to some degree, justice has been served for the few that were responsible. No thanks, LeVar. I won't agree to that. I won't agree that some degree of justice has been served. And I won't agree that few were responsible. I think a lot of people knew or sort of knew what was happening. Mike McQuarrie and his father, for instance, probably the local chief of police, probably someone in the school's admissions or human resources department. I would argue probably all the assistant coaches, because that's a family. That's a tight-knit family. And when you guys travel on the road together, and LeVar, you would know it better than me, that's hours and hours and hours in the film room, with the kids, in the weight room, in the practice facility, on the field, in the locker room, social events with other coaches and their wives. You know, flag football games that your kid is in and all the other coaches are there supporting you like you're there for them. Like any close-knit office in America, hopefully, most people are sort of friendly with the people they work with and often will socialize together. I don't agree that just a few were responsible, because I think anyone who knew and didn't raise 50 red flags has some blood on their hands. And then LeVar Arrington continues. As for Joe, he was never guilty of anything by the letter of the law, period. I'm no lawyer, LeVar, and you're no lawyer. So I don't know if that's true specifically, but certainly he's guilty morally, ethically, and I believe he was guilty by contract. I think contractually he was obligated to report stuff up to the people ahead of him. And if he did but didn't reveal the details, like with the Mike McQuarrie witnessing incident, then he is guilty. LeVar Arrington continues, the truth is the story surrounding clearing Joe's name has been a saga that seems to challenge the validation and vindication of us all. The reality is every last one of our accomplishments in life and what we have represented for so long is not only Joe's vindication, but all of ours. We should not have to go on trial when we say what school we went to. Then he goes on, I'm proud to be a Penn Stater, blah, blah, blah. The media, of course, it's my fault. Like, it's the media's fault because, look, dude, you're the one who's posting on Facebook. Nobody's talking about this right now. It was a story a couple of weeks ago when that news broke. that Paterno knew in the 1970s, and I think that's a valuable piece of information that's worth discussing. But until you posted this on Facebook, I wasn't going to talk about Penn State today. You did. So don't blame me, LeVar Arrington. They'll never remove the love I have for my school or my alums. That's it. We are Penn State. Only those who lived it can understand it. And that's all that matters to me. Well, it's not all that should matter to you, LeVar. Just like the people at Baylor who knew what was going on. Just that you went to Baylor, that's not enough. That shouldn't be enough. What should matter to you is, were people on that campus, and in Penn State's case, even more innocent and young than the people on Baylor's campus? You're talking about 11 and 12 and 14-year-olds, for God's sakes. Boys. The apologies and regrets have been issued in true sincerity. All caps now, Nick. Time to move on. Case 11, LeVar Arrington versus his feelings. All caps, case closed. Verdict, innocent. Dude, are you as bad as your opinion is, LeVar, as tunnel vision as it is, you're actually going to finish this diatribe with case closed, verdict innocent? Just think about the parents, brothers, sisters, friends, let alone the actual victims who are now in their 20s or 30s and have to deal with this every day, LeVar. And think about them reading this diatribe and it ends with verdict innocent. My diatribe ends with this, LeVar Arrington. Verdict, guilty. If you thought it was weird that you saw Jerry Sandusky running around with a lot of young boys after normal hours when you'd be mentoring kids, because I mentor kids. I don't mentor them at my house at 11 o'clock at night in the hotel on the way to the Orange Bowl. For me, LeVar, verdict, guilty. Deal with it. Up next, we talk Warriors with an insider from San Francisco.